Well, there were a number of review meetings today, both at a national level between our fire services and the National Emergency Coordination Group and the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency, along with meetings with our colleagues and the other primary response agencies, the Garda, Síochána, the Health Service Executive and the National Ambulance Service. And as a result of that, there has been, I suppose, a national position taken in relation to fire services where non-essential tasks, you know, around training and activities that would basically use fuel unnecessarily in a non-response scenario have been curtailed as an interim measure to deal with the potential risk to fuel supplies. Having said that, there's no issue whatsoever in the context of our capacity to respond to any incident that we might get a call out for. And it's really, really important, I think, the message that I'd like to give out, I suppose, to the people of Donegal, that in the event of their requiring the fire service, not to hesitate, call 999-112 and call the fire service. And the contingency measures then are measured against the type of call that actually comes in to ensure that we're responding to those instances that really need a response.
And if these protests do continue into next week, do you think it'll be felt more in a rural area like Donegal compared to the rest of the country?
Well, look, as of Friday evening, where we're talking now, we've been fortunate enough in Donegal in the sense that you know, we have not seen a curtailment in the supplies being made available to the fire service. Now, clearly, that'll be dependent on the availability of supplies getting through to Donegal from the different, I suppose, landing spots and storage spots on the island. We're fortunate, I think, in Donegal to some extent, in that some of our supplies do come from Northern Ireland. There doesn't, as we speak, appear to be any curtailment there. We are aware of certain supplies coming in from Dublin today. And we're obviously hopeful as well, you know, that as negotiations continue at a national level, that, you know, the provision of supplies will normalise over the coming days. But we're certainly content as we speak this evening, Friday, that we're in a position to respond to any instance that arises. But look at this dynamic. We'll continue to review it over the weekend. We've had a crisis management team meeting today in Lifford to review not just the fire service, but all council services and how we respond to our service provision in the coming days. And we'll continue to keep that under active review as each day of the weekend passes.